people are going to continue to get divorced, lose their job, downsize. This stuff continues to happen every day in any market. So now's the time to get ready and learn how you can make some adjustments on how you can continue to find and buy great deals in any market.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. My name's Mike Butler, and today we're on part 4 of a 9-part series of the investor strategies for success in today's rapidly changing market. And today's topic is how to conquer rising interest rates. Now, once again, all of the major news outlets now, they're reporting the feds are going to raise the interest rates last week, they said, by another 0.5%. Well, guess what happened yesterday? Now they say they're going to raise it by 0.75% this week. They're expecting that to happen today. Now, the feds have reported that they're going to continue to raise rates 6 more times this year. And some news outlets have said as much as 11 times more this year. Insane, crazy. Okay. So this reminds me of the book, Who Moved My Cheese? And if you haven't got that book, go get it. It's an easy read. You'll probably be able to read it in 15 or 20 minutes. And this is a great book to help explain how you can stay 2 steps ahead of whatever's happening in our rapidly changing market. And you can conquer these rising interest rates by adjusting your business strategies. So the June 2nd, 2022 chart that I've prepared, researched here, shows you what your payment would be when you borrow $200,000. The rate for an owner-occupant 30-year fixed rate as of June the 2nd of 2022 is 5.36%. And the feds are expected to raise this another 0.75% this week. So next week, owner-occupant rates, they'll be teetering at 6% and more. Crazy. Just think about what it was this time last year. So in June of 2021, 30-year fixed rate for, let's say, home buyers with good credit was 2.98%. Fixed, 30-year fixed, 2.98% fixed. So that means if you borrow $200,000, it'd be $841 payment. Now, okay, today they're going to raise the rates another 0.75%. But on June the 2nd, it was 5.236%, 30-year fixed. Your payment would be $1,102.67 for the same $200,000. $841 a year ago, $1,102 today. Okay, and it's going up. It's going to go up today. And I just wanted, just for the sake of how real estate cycles repeat themselves, in 1982, I bought a house. I took over payments. I assumed a VA loan with a 15% interest rate, and I was tickled pink because back then, 1982, prime was 21% for a 30-year fixed rate loan. And just FYI, that payment for to borrow $200,000 back then would be $3,500, $3,506. So as a rule of thumb, if you can find a lender, who offers a 30-year fixed rate loan on an investment property, your rate is usually about 2 points higher than an owner-occupant rate, if you could find one. Now, next week, your rate is going to be in the ballpark of 8% or more. So most of us have benefited from this crazy real estate market that we've had over the last 5 years, maybe 10 years or so, but times are already changing. Outrageously fast rising market values, along with the super low fixed rate loans allowed folks, homeowners, and investors to buy more house. Do you think these rising interest rates will affect our real estate market? Absolutely. It's going to affect it and a lot more. Plus, you factor in this crazy, insane inflation that greatly affects all of us. It affects me, you, tenants, homebuyers, business owners, everybody. The cost of everything is up. Gas, eggs, utilities, meat, restaurants, business owners, they've all raised their rates, including rents. So you cannot have an attitude of doom and gloom where the good times are over. You can't have that attitude. The good times are still here, but they're changing. And you must learn quickly how to identify all of your brand new opportunities brought on by this rapidly changing market. So right now, we still have not enough houses for sale and too many buyers. but that is well on its way to reversing. So this is making it right now. It's a seller's market because there's not enough houses for sale, too many buyers. Bingo. It still exists today. Now, you've already seen changes, and the market's going to repeat itself as far as history says so. And it's heading towards a too many houses for sale with not enough buyers. We went through that in the last cycle. Now, when this happens, you will be in a buyer's market. Prices will not rise like they have the last 5 years. And in fact, they may even drop a little bit. So to conquer the rising interest rates, you must quickly learn how to buy without banks, money, credit, private lenders, or partners. So imagine never going to a bank again to buy an investment property. I've achieved that. I never set it as a goal, but I've never gone to a bank or credit union to buy an investment property. My best buying strategies is to create the killer deals. Very creative seller financing, along with jumping loans, America's only U.S. attorney approved takeover payment system, are my best buying strategies. So yes, you can still go to a bank or credit union and get investor loans, but not the 30-year fix. It's going to change. Take a look at all of their adjustable rate loans. You can get a decent market rate loan that's fixed for the first 5 years or more. Many investors back in the day, they refinanced into these fixed 5-year loans or fixed for the first 10-year loans, but always, always do your best to get what's called a 30-year amortization. So one of my platinum members, let's take T.O. Tom Holmes set up in Illinois, 25-year investor, super successful. He went to his local bank that he's done business with for years. Tom wanted to get a loan for his recently purchased super nice home on the lake, complete with a boat dock. Now, he went to his banker, and his banker offered him a 15-year loan at 4.25% fixed for 15 years. Huh. Now, that's been a few months ago. This happened right before the feds raised the rates. So he was borrowing $250,000, and he would have a pretty steep monthly payment of $1,880, so $1,880. We did a coaching call on this deal analysis that going over with Tom. And I told him to go back to his banker and tell the banker you wanted a 30-year amortization with a 15-year balloon. Now, Tom was shocked because that's not what the bank offered him. But Tom was shocked because his banker said he had to run it up the pole to his board of directors, and they said they would do it. Tom was amazed. Now his monthly payment went from $1,229 a month to $600. Now his payment went down. Let me see here. I'm scribbling my notes. Hold on. So for what the bank offered him, a 15-year loan, 4.25%, his payment was $1,880. When he went to his banker and said, put this on a 30-year amortization, pretend like it's a 30-year loan, but I'll pay it off with a 15-year balloon. They said, yes. So now his payment went from $1,880 to $1,229. That's saving Tom $650 every single month. Wow, what's that going to do to your cash flow? So Tom is polishing up his lake house now. He bought it to do short-term rentals like his other lake house using VRBO. So think about this. He just increased his monthly cash flow by $650 just by asking the banker for a 30-year amortization with a 15-year balloon. You might ask Mike, but Mike, what about the 15-year balloon? Yeah, Tom's going to have a 15-year balloon, but he also has 15 years of making payments like a 30-year loan. So if history repeats itself as it's done over the years, the value of his lake house is going to increase greatly at somewhere around in 15 years it will. And his balance that he owes in 15 years is going to be a whole lot lower. And Tom's going to have plenty of options to choose from at that point. So he could pay it off. He could refinance it. His banker would love that. And or somebody might want to buy his lake house. And FYI, Tom bought it for $220,000. And before he touched it, it appraised for $410,000 by his banker. Now, Tom's lake house is million-dollar homes as his neighbors on this huge lake in Illinois. So needless to say, Tom hit a grand slam on this one. So my good friend and fellow investor and founder of our local REIA group, as Rube McFarland says in practices, borrow as much as you can for as long as you can. So following Rue's rule, if a lender offered to loan you $1 million at 3% fixed for 30 years, would you do it? Now, I pause there for a second. I want you to be honest with yourself. What was your first mental knee-jerk reaction? Did you hesitate or pause because your fear factor kicked in? Don't beat yourself up if that happened to you, because this is normal to have this knee-jerk reaction, or you wouldn't be a sharp investor. So you might have the fear of thinking, well, I got to make payments on $1 million loan. Remember, you got to realize you got $1 million sitting in your bank account at 3%. So you can go several or many months making these payments. Your challenge is to invest this money wisely. So example, you could become a simple version of this. You could become a private lender and loan money to other investors, say 12%. Okay. Now that's going to go up as the rates keep rising, right? So, let's say you purchased your money at 3%, you sold it at 12%. That leaves you a 9% profit, right? Do the math. That's $90,000 if you got it loaned out at 12%. $90,000 profit, okay, in your pocket because you invested wisely. What if you declined to buy that money at 3%? You'd make zero profit. Rue's right. Learn how to buy money the cheapest way possible and borrow as much as you can for as long as you can at the cheapest rates. So don't allow yourself to jump on this doom and gloom bandwagon. Motivated sellers, they're created every day in this market, in any market. I don't care if the market's bad, if it blows up, if it's great. Okay, think about it. People are going to continue to get divorced, die, lose their job, downsize after the kids move out, upsize when having kids, move into assisted living, burnout landlords, so many more. And this stuff happens every day. It doesn't stop when the market changes. This stuff continues to happen every day in any market. So now's the time to get ready and learn how you can make some adjustments on how you can continue to find and buy great deals in any market. All right. So your continued success, that's great. Okay. Please share this podcast. Click the follow button, the subscribe button, whatever it is. Pass it out there to your friends and fellow investors. And remember, we have free investor trainings every Tuesday at 12 noon with the Mike Butler Power Lunch. Just go to mikebutler.com/powerlunch and you can do that. Stay tuned for the next episode and adios. See you on the next one.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.